Welcome to WJBM Local Spotlight Show here at the studio. This morning, I have with me a young gentleman, 19 years old. I met him a few years ago. He wasn't a standout athlete, valedictorian of his class. He was just kind of the average Joe, you know, and met him, and he became one of the, well, I'd say he's the top food runner I've ever had. Probably I'll put him the top food runner in the state. So I've got with me Zach Hoffman. Welcome, Zach.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Oh, right? Sorry. Thanks for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.
No, Zach, we met, was it during COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, COVID time, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't open at lunch at that time, and I was just doing a few things at the bar at George's, and a couple walked in, and one of them was your dad.
Yeah.
And he was wanting some lunch, and I go, we don't open till 4 o'clock, and he goes, how come? I go, well, we just don't have enough help. You know, we're trying to get help back, and just can't do it. He goes, so you're looking for help? I go, oh, yeah, I'm looking for help. And he goes, well, my son, he's 17. Would you hire him? I go, yeah, well, we'll hire anybody. You know, of course, they got to make the cut. He goes, okay, I'll tell him. What do you do? I go, probably run food. That's what I'm looking for. So, well, I think, 20 minutes later?
Yeah, it was the same day. He texted me about it.
Yeah, and you gave me a call?
Yep.
And then what happened?
I came in, saw you sitting at the table. I was like, I saw you stand up. I was like, man, this dude's intimidating. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but we had a nice conversation.
Yeah, we did.
And I said, I had you. Now, you know, here's the funny thing. I've hired a lot of different people over the years, hundreds and hundreds of people. But, and even at being food runners, usually they get tossed right into the fire.
Right.
But here we were in the restaurant. It was in the afternoon. Nobody's around there. So I was able to say, all right, we're going to see if you can carry some trays. You know, I loaded the trays up and you showed you how to carry them. And then I showed you the table numbers and we just started going through it. And I realized that was a great way to teach, you know. And so.
Yeah. Whenever you first had me throw it up there, I tried to act like it wasn't really heavy, but it kind of was a little heavy there for the first time.
And although you can't see Zach, but what are you, 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3", yeah.
190,
185? So. No, about 220.
220?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you are a big boy, that's for sure. Yeah. The amazing thing about you and everybody, all the customers loved you, you know. Well, the amazing thing, well, one thing, food running isn't that easy, is it?
I guess not, but
it wasn't. I thought it was hard. You know,
I thought it was pretty easy. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. Well, you get all those when you're really busy. You get all those dinners coming out, and they all get on the shelf, and you've got to take them, sort them, make sure they go at the right table. Load them up, and get them out there, disperse them, and then head on back and pick up the other load.
That's the best time right there. The busiest time is the best time for sure.
Yeah, and. The one thing, as I said earlier, you didn't really play a lot of sports, you know.
No.
You weren't like really into being the top of your class or anything.
Yep.
But I quickly saw that you had a talent for reading people. How'd you get that? Because you read people and you knew what the young kids wanted. Middle age, parents, the grandparents, you could read them all, and they all loved you because you always had a comeback and you always had a response.
Right.
How'd you pick that up?
Just always kind of been a people pleaser, I guess.
Yeah.
I've always tried to make sure that they kind of got what they wanted and make sure that they were always pleased, especially at a restaurant, too. I always wanted to make sure that they came back wanting more and everything.
Yeah, but how about before you got to the restaurant business, what did you do? What was kind of jobs you had?
That was my first job that I ever had, was working with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So, you never mowed lawns or anything?
No.
You never did anything?
Nope, never did anything.
I'll be darned.
As soon as I was 16 whenever I came in and worked for you.
And, oh, you're 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just got my license, and I got a, my dad gave me his truck that he had, and then I applied for Farm and Home because he told me how to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never contacted me. It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then he told me about your place, and I came in.
Yes. You know, you worked, and you became, you know, kind of a favorite. Everybody liked you, you know, all the people got a big kick out of you because you always had a joke or something, you know. But then, what'd you work, 3 years there?
Yeah. All the way up until my senior year.
Yeah. You didn't even did a little stuff on stage as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Told some jokes and sang a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, you did a little bit. I wanted to keep you. Of course, I ended up selling George's, but before that,
right.
I was trying to keep you. I wanted you to stay so bad, but you went on and you got a good job.
Yep.
And you're working for Olin.
Yep.
Yes. And Olin, what does Olin do? Tell us about Olin.
Well, Olin, they mainly very big ammunition production.
Mm-hmm.
They make bullets and everything.
Yeah. Big bullets, small bullets.
All around, yeah.
Yeah. And didn't you say there's like how many people work at Olin?
Oh, it's a very big industry. They have over 1,000 people for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got in on the bottom floor?
Yep.
Yep. And you had a connection to get in?
Yeah.
They're not just hiring anybody off the street,
yeah.
Especially an 18 or 19 year old, right?
Yeah.
So. Did you have some family members working
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. Used to have a family member that used to work there.
Okay. And so what's your job at Olin?
I'm a charger, and I end up putting gunpowder into the primers.
Yeah? Is that a fun job?
Not really. It's not really fun at all.
No.
But gives me decent money right now.
So. Yeah? And so you do that all day long?
Yep. For 8 hours, or unless I get forced up to 16 hours, then... Do it for 16 hours.
Yeah. And just putting primers?
Gunpowder into empty primer cups.
Okay. Is that a little dangerous?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very, can be very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Be careful with it. But it's also safe at the same time.
Yeah. Is safety a big issue at Olin?
Oh, yeah. Safety is definitely their number one priority at Winchester for sure.
Is it? Have you ever had any accidents there at Olin?
Yeah, almost a year ago, they had a fatality, and someone ended up losing their lives.
Oh shoot! What happened? What was the story on that?
Well, it was all over the news. I'm sure everybody probably knows about it. But a guy was transporting a truck trailer load that we have there, and they have a bunch of crates on them filled with primers and. One ended up falling over or something, and it just made a big chain reaction, I guess, of all the other crates that they had, and just ended up killing them in the explosion.
Blew up the whole trailer truck?
Yep.
Yep. Well, and I think you'd said that, as far as you knew, the last major accident with fatalities was in the 70s.
Yep.
So, gunpowder, you know, when you're working with gunpowder, you have to be on your... Beyond safety, that's for sure, because very dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel safe, though, whenever I'm working, though.
Do you? Sure.
Yeah.
Do you, like, wear goggles and a helmet? And
yeah.
Armor or what?
Yeah, every single employee, yeah, armor, yeah. We all have to wear safety glasses and gloves, and we all have steel-toed boots that they all give us whenever we first join.
I see. Was there quite a bit of training for that job?
Every single employee, for like what I'm aware of all of our positions there, you get about 2 weeks with someone that's been trained in the position. And then after that, you're basically on your own.
I see. Is just working there, and you've worked there for how long?
A year? Almost a year.
Almost yeah. a year.
June will be a year.
Is the demand for bullets, is there a big demand? I mean, is it busy at all?
Yeah, definitely right now, since there's a Democratic president right now in the seat, the demand for bullets is higher whenever a Democratic president's in the seat rather than a Republican, because that they're afraid that they think that bullets are end up and guns are going to end up getting taken away from us people and everything.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying the word on the street, you know, like with the workers that you hang out with, whatever, is that's kind of it. If you know, when you have a Democratic president, gun owners and people that own guns,
yep.
they get a little like, "Hey, we need to get our guns and bullets yeah. and stock up, because
definitely
we could
yep.
because they're always, you know, wanting to, you know, shut that down to a degree at least." And then when the Republicans come in, then business is not quite as great,
because
they feel safer, that don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I've definitely heard from an employee there who's been there for almost 30 years, he said. So,
mm-hmm. But I imagine, you know, it's pretty steady work regardless.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, you make bullets for both for hunting
yep.
and
military.
And I would presume that they go not only for here in the States, but probably all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is there some opportunities at Olin as far as for you to go up the ladder?
I'm sure there is, but I'm not really sure how to really climb up the ladder quite yet.
Yeah.
Haven't really seen too many opportunities yet.
Yeah. Well, I think if you just keep doing your job well, you know, and you know, crack a few jokes now and then, and get to know everybody. And when the
yeah.
big wigs come in, make sure and you know, say hi. Make sure they notice you.
I honestly, I'm not really like as talkative of everything. Like when I was working with you, I kind of keep to myself and everything, just work and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how come? How can we do that?
I don't know. I don't really like it. Like I liked working there.
Yeah.
So I just make sure I do my job good.
Yeah, you got to concentrate.
Yeah.
You know. It wasn't like when you were delivering food, you'd have to worry about the worst thing could happen is you drop a tray.
Right.
Did you ever drop a tray?
We don't talk about that, Chris. We don't talk about that. One instant. It was a very unfortunate event. I had a tray full of steaks.
Oh, no.
And I was delivering it to a table two or three. And I had half the tray was empty of steaks. And then the other half, it was still full of steaks. And then it was kind of over the edge a little bit of the tray, and all I knew, it just freaking tipped over, and I couldn't believe it. And I went back there to the kitchen. I was like, "Hey guys, I was like, I'm gonna need like 3-4 more steaks." Yeah, they weren't very happy.
Oh, I bet not. I don't know. Plus, you had to clean it up.
Yeah.
Like this, or did I have to clean it up? Did you make me? I don't even think I was there. I don't think I saw that.
I'm not sure. I don't really remember.
Well, I know sometimes, you know, the funny thing was. Is it would get, not funny, it was great, but it was also hard on you, is it would get so packed
yeah.
in there. And you'd come through the crowd, and you'd have that tray of food way yeah. up over your head, because you're 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
You'd have it up there 8 foot above everybody's head, and
yeah.
Walking through the crowd thinking, you know, like, watch out. I mean, you had to be nervous, because you never know. Somebody could have bumped into you, the whole thing
yeah.
could go flying.
I remember whenever I'd always do that, people would be ducking. I'm like, you don't need to duck. It's like things like 2 feet above your head.
Oh, shoot. Did you ever have anybody try to mess with you as you were going through the crowd like that?
No, not really.
No.
They always usually try to make a path for me, or I'd either find a path for me around the tables and everything. Because that area where the bar was, like the seats, a lot of people would just stand up and kind of block that path, so we'd always have to move our way around the tables and everything.
Okay. Well, how about when you had to run out to the patio, go all the way down and all
yeah.
the way back? I mean, that'd be like a quarter of a mile trip, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was definitely my funnest time, for sure.
Okay.
That door definitely took a beating for me, for sure.
Yeah, would you kick it open with
yep.
your foot?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Definitely a bunch of kick marks on that door for me.
Yeah. So you missed those days?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Well, you plus, you had all those waitresses. You were like the one guy.
Yeah.
And you had like five or six waitresses around you the whole time. I mean, that had to be nice. Had to be fun.
I was in a relationship the whole time, though, Chris.
Oh, you were in a relationship?
And I wasn't the best looking guy back then, either.
Oh, you are?
I was a little overweight back then, but slimmed down a little bit now.
Yeah. You've been working out?
Yeah, yeah, for a little over a year now.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. I was like 270, now I'm like 220, so.
Nice job.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
nice
it.
Nice job. I can't believe that you never got recruited to play football.
I did my freshman year, and I didn't really have a passion for it because I wasn't really that mean, and like you kind of had to have a passion for football, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
And I just literally wasn't there for me.
You were Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Yeah, well, that's too bad you didn't have a mean streak because I could see you helping them for sure.
Yeah, I definitely do regret it looking back
oh,
at
you
it
do?
Now. Yeah, for sure, for yeah. sure.
Yeah. Well, do you do anything? I mean, just work out now?
Yep.
Just go wellness center and work
yep.
out?
Yep, just work out about three, try to do four or five times a week.
Mm-hmm. What are you benching these days?
I don't really bench.
Oh, you don't?
No. I just do dumbbell press and on the Smith machine.
I see.
Yeah.
Back to your career for you in the future. You know, I know you have a lot going for you. Okay. Do you see yourself, you see any other fields that you would like to advance in within Olin or wherever? Is there something that you have a hankering for?
I've always been told electricity and everything because I know that. A lot more money is in electricity and everything.
But you can get shocked, yeah.
Yeah,
you like
yeah.
these dangerous jobs.
I get shot, blown up, yeah.
And getting, but electricity is good.
Yeah, because I heard there's a lot more money there and everything, and that's what I want to try to do is make more money. So,
well, I'm sure there'll be opportunities for you.
Yeah, I hope there is for
yeah,
sure.
For sure. Well, Zach, anything you want to add to this little interview we had this morning?
No, this is. Great, awesome experience. I appreciate you having me out here, Chris.
Well,
always a pleasure.
Well, you're an awesome young man,
I wish
the best for you.
And, I appreciate it.
And you take care, and always glad seeing you.
Yeah,
take
you
care.
Too, Chris. Thank you too.